You're listening to the audio production of When Making Others Happy is Making You Miserable, How to Break the Pattern of People-Pleasing and Confidently Live Your Life by Karen Amen. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. Lisa Turnkirst's foreword read by Jenny Welsh. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To Ruth and Pat, for the ways you please God and love people.
Foreword by Lisa Turnkirst. I would love to say that I don't struggle with keeping others happy so I can feel happy, but sadly, that's not true. I remember the first time someone labeled my struggle as people-pleasing. I was caught off guard and, quite honestly, offended. I love people really well. I mean, they know they can count on me day and night. It makes me feel awful to say no. It makes me feel great to be the one who says yes. I know I'm a little tired, but as long as I'm doing this from a good heart, it's good, right? And it was that very misguided thought process that proved how much I needed a wise friend like Karen to help me make some changes. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39, we find some of Jesus' most popular words. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Love God. Love people. Karen has helped me realize that there is a priority in this instruction. Priority is what I've been missing. For years, I've said yes to requests even when I didn't have the capacity or the desire to do what others were asking of me. And if I'm really honest, it often wasn't purely out of love for people that I would stretch myself way too thin. It was because I couldn't figure out how to manage the fear of what disappointing them would cost me. So, constantly trying to win the approval of others left me feeling empty and exhausted. And that's when my friend Karen helped me reorient my priorities. It's not love people so that they reassure you that you are loved. No, it's first love God and live from that assured place that you are already loved. Then from that confident and compassionate state of mind, love people in appropriate ways that don't hyperextend yourself constantly. You're in safe company if you find yourself in the same struggle. Karen is warm and hilarious and inviting and oh so tender-hearted, but she loves you way too much to let you stay in a place where making other people happy is making you miserable. Let's be honest about what this is really costing us. Let's admit how it might be taking the best of us away from those who should be a priority. Let's acknowledge how helpless we feel when we're overcommitted time and time again. Let's dare to be brave enough to make changes. Let's rise up and model how healthy it is to break away from pleasing people so we can truly love people without a hidden agenda. And let's learn to have enough space and quiet and calm to totally step into our one glorious life and truly live.
Chapter 1. The Prison of People-Pleasing. Spotted on a sweatshirt. You can't please everyone. You're not pizza. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Galatians 1:10. I grabbed a handful of tissues and dashed out the sliding glass door that leads to our back deck. It was a muggy Midwest afternoon in late May. My body would have much rather been inside the frosty air conditioning. However, my mind desperately needed to escape, to somewhere, anywhere, and since my son was using my vehicle to go to work that day, I couldn't go very far. I plopped myself down in a lawn chair at the wooded portion of our back property near our fire pit. I'd sat in that bright blue chair through hundreds of baseball games, cheering my sons on as they were stepping up to the plate to bat, or perched on pitcher's mound, ready to hurl a curveball. Perhaps now I could cheer myself up, but I doubted it. Nothing
Sample complete. Ready to continue?